Hello, 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 guys. It is good to be back. This is your commish. This is FNF zone coverage. And it's been a long, long while. Too long. But it feels good to finally be back in the saddle. So before we begin, I want to explain kind of what's happened over the last couple months from the last time that anything has been posted. The last time we had any content up was, I believe, the very beginning of our season 6 playoffs, which I had hoped to get through the entire thing like the season prior. Unfortunately, that didn't happen between some health issues with myself and kind of taking me out of the game for a while. And then the expedition of how fast the season 6 playoffs went. I just did not get the time to be able to run through everything. So I do want to say here with season 6, the Super Bowl was a rematch between the Gunners and the Snowhawks, with the Snowhawks once again taking the Super Bowl back-to-back years on back-to-back games between the two. After that, it was just a little bit of a waiting game. A lot of time spent getting rosters completed for this coming game. Just a bunch of issues left and right. Finally, we got everything settled. Currently, we sit at week 7 for our 7th season of FNF. Heading back to our original rosters from Madden 20. And I would today like to go over weeks 1 through 6 with you. All I'm going to do really is just go through the rundown of what the scores of the games were. Probably not really anything as far as stats are concerned. Maybe a little talk of what our divisions are looking like currently, and as far as where our standings are. And then after that, I don't know, I may decide to kind of take this year and slowly kind of get back into everything. Maybe do like 6-week periodic casts before the playoffs. I don't know. All that remains to be seen. I just wanted to get something out here for everybody. Since it's been so long, and since we are now ramped up back into the game for 22. So, with that, let's get right into this. Let's start off with week 1 for the year. Our first matchup, the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Eagles. Jacksonville winning 20-17. Falcons versus the Lions. Detroit winning this one 20-17. A pretty good game here between the Browns and the Chiefs, with Cleveland just edging out the win 28-21. Chargers taking on the Texans. 49-14 victory for the Chargers. A divisional game with the Cincinnati Bengals against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh edging this one out 22-17. The football team, Washington football team, against the New York football Giants. 30-13 in the way of Washington for this game. Miami beating out Buffalo 37-20 in week 1. The Chicago Cougars and the Oklahoma City Nighthawks. Now, these are two teams that had relocated in Madden 20. We did a sim year, so that way we could get these guys back to where they should be. That way there was no funny business going on because you don't understand who's supposed to be who. So we've got Chicago, Oklahoma City, in-division rivals, a complete shellacking for the Nighthawks, taking this one 61-6 over the Cougars in week one. Another huge scoring game. The Bears taking on the 49ers with San Fran taking this one 41-6. Seahawks versus the Cardinals. Cardinals winning this game 31-24. Another high scoring affair. We've got the Panthers taking on the Rams with the Panthers winning this one 45-7. Colts and Raiders. Las Vegas winning this one by a touchdown 26-20 over the Indianapolis Colts. Division rivals, the Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings in what was a relatively decent game. Packers winning this game 34-14. Next, we've got another divisional game, the New York Jets taking on the New England Patriots in a very, very close and defensive game for the most part. New England edging the Jets here 21-17 to take their first win of the season at home. And then we've got the Baltimore Ravens and Denver Broncos. Baltimore winning this one by a field goal 24-21 over Denver. And our final game for week one is the Tennessee Titans and the Dallas Cowboys, with Dallas winning this one by a touchdown 40-34 in what was a very close, high-scoring game. Up next, let's head to week two, Raiders and the Jags. Look at that, Jags are the first team again. 14-7 Jacksonville over the Las Vegas Raiders in this one. A very close game with the Colts versus the Giants. Indianapolis taking this one 35-32, winning by a field goal. Falcons at Bengals. The ATL winning this one 28-20. Cougars versus the Panthers in a very close game. Chicago edging this one out 20-17 over their division rival. Another divisional game, we've got the Tennessee Titans and the Houston Texans. Again, another close game, winning by just 5 points. Houston takes this one over the Titans, 28-23. 49ers versus the Nighthawks. OKC continuing their high scoring trend, dropping 40 on San Fran as they beat them 40-14. Eagles taking on the Bears. Chicago having no issue here with Philadelphia, winning this game 35-14. Jets versus the Bills. Buffalo continuing to struggle here, their second loss straight on the year, 37-13 in way of the Jets. Rams and Broncos. Denver putting a hurting 59 points on LA, winning this game 59-21. Ravens and Baltimore. Ravens versus Miami. Sorry. I told you. Gotta get back in the saddle. Ravens taking on the Dolphins here. Baltimore winning this game by a touchdown 28-21 to improve to 2-0 on the season, and Miami dropping week two. Detroit and Arizona. Lions win this one 24-10. Patriots taking on the Vikings. New England going to 2-0 on the season, winning this one 34-20 over Minnesota as they drop their second game in a row. Packers versus the Seahawks. Pretty high scoring affair. Green Bay winning this one 42-20. Steelers at their division rival Browns. These games are always either one way or the other for the Steelers. They've lost every game to the Browns for the last seven seasons. And, well, sorry, the last full six seasons. and week two, and their first game against each other fared the same way. Pittsburgh failing to even score in this game. The back-to-back Super Bowl champion winning this one 23-0. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in a high-scoring affair. Kansas City winning this one 45-31. And our final game of week two saw division rival Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington football team in a very, very low-scoring affair. Defensive game for sure. 14-7 Dallas over Washington. Week three. We have the Rams taking on the Giants. New York winning this one by a field goal, 27-24. Lions versus the Cowboys. A 40-24 win for Dallas. I believe that put them at 2-1, maybe 3-0. Let's double check that here. 3-0 on the season as far as that is concerned. Pittsburgh taking on Buffalo here. Pittsburgh bouncing back in a big way from them not even scoring a single point last week, beating the Bills 34-14. Buffalo dropping to 0-3 on the season. Colts versus the Titans. 24-17 victory here for Indianapolis. Jaguars dropping 41 on the Houston Texans as they go on to victory 41-24. The Ravens taking on the Nighthawks, and again, OKC dropping points on teams. 49-24 win over Baltimore to improve to 3-0 on the season. The Panthers taking on the Packers. Carolina beating Green Bay here for Green Bay's first loss on the season, 28-13. The New York Jets taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Pretty easy work for the most part for New York as they beat Cincinnati 34-24. Kansas City taking on Arizona. The Chiefs win this one 34-27. Falcons and Raiders. Las Vegas winning this one by a touchdown, 35-30, and what was a highest scoring affair, but still a pretty close game for the most part. And speaking of close games, yeah, can't get any closer than this. Minnesota taking on Philadelphia, and the Eagles just edging the Vikings out by a single point, 28-27. Incredible game there. We've got another close game here. The Seahawks taking on the Patriots. Seahawks winning this one 24-21 for New England's first loss on the year. Broncos versus the Chargers. Another field goal game. Denver winning this one 30-27. The Cougars taking on the 49ers. San Fran winning this one here by way of a touchdown, 37-31. We've got the Dolphins taking on the Browns. Cleveland, no problem here, beating Miami 27-3. In our final game for week three, we have the Chicago Bears taking on Washington football team in what was a 24-14 victory for the Chicago Bears. On to week four. Divisional game. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas winning this one 38-14. Houston and Tennessee seeing each other again. Houston taking this one 34-30. Rams versus the Falcons. We've got Atlanta winning this game 30-24. Bengals versus Dolphins. Just a touchdown game here as well. Miami taking the L as Cincinnati wins this one 21-14. the Giants and the Cougars. We've got Cougars putting up 49 to New York's 10 to win this game. The New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. We have got Cleveland taking this game 30-13. New England dropping their second game in a row. And I believe Cleveland is still undefeated on the year. Possibly. Nighthawks taking on Bears. Another 40-point game for the Nighthawks as they win this one 48-14 over Chicago. Broncos versus Jets. Jets winning this one 38-22. Los Angeles Chargers beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 35-21. Packers taking on the in-division Lions. Easily handling Detroit as Green Bay wins this one 48-10. Raiders and the 49ers in a pretty close game. San Fran wins this one 21-17. We've got the Chiefs and the Colts. And KC wins this one by about 4 points, 42-39. Sorry, it was a field goal exactly. That's close enough. 42-39 over Indianapolis. Buffalo finally gets their first win of the season, beating the Arizona Cardinals 31-26 in a hard-fought game. Pittsburgh continuing to build upon last week's win over their division rival Baltimore Ravens 28-14 here. Carolina dropping 52 on the Seattle Seahawks as they completely handle them 52-14. And Minnesota beating Washington 19-14 to round out week 4. So now let's head to week 5. We got the Browns taking on the Jets. And the Browns win this one 20-6, pretty much beating everybody in the AFC East up to this point. Washington football team beating the Packers 31-17. We've got the New England Patriots taking on division rival Miami Dolphins. Patriots dropping 40-plus on these guys as they win 48-6 to get back into the win column after 2 straight losses. The Bills, after picking up their first win of the season, turn around and win another one. They take this game 24-14 over the Cincinnati Bengals and improve to 2-3 on the year. Nighthawks taking on the Atlanta Falcons, again dropping another 40 spot, 45-31 OKC over ATL. Titans and the Chiefs, Kansas City dropping 50-plus on the Titans in a very high-scoring affair, 56-35 Chiefs over Titans. Speaking of high-scoring games, we've got the Cougars dropping 50-plus on their opponent in the Arizona Cardinals, and easily beat them 56-3. Texans at Steelers. Pittsburgh taking the win here 35-24. Dallas dropping 40 plus on Chicago, winning this one 47-7. Giants beating the Eagles 43-14. Colts losing to Jacksonville 22-17. We've got the Seahawks barely beating out the Los Angeles Chargers in a very, very high scoring affair. Both teams scoring 40 plus points. Seattle winning this one 46-43. The Denver Broncos taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Denver winning this one 21-18 in a close game. Another high scoring game. Carolina Panthers taking on the Baltimore Ravens 58-52,
win for the Panthers in this one. We've got the 49ers taking on the Rams. LA winning this one here 28-14. And our last game for week 5, the Minnesota Vikings taking on their division rival Detroit Lions, winning this one 28-20. We now head to our final week for this cast, week 6. Raiders losing to the Titans here 24-17. Panthers absolutely just annihilating the Cincinnati Bengals 84-26. That many points being scored is absolutely insane. Pittsburgh beating their in-state rival Philadelphia Eagles 30-17. Cougars not even allowing a score from Atlanta as they win this one 23-0. Another game where a team doesn't score. Packers taking on the Vikings, winning this one 16-0 over Minnesota. Lions beat the Jaguars 28-24. Jets beat the Dolphins 31-6. Washington beating Indianapolis 35-7. 49ers beating the Chargers by 2 touchdowns 35-21. A low scoring affair where Denver just edges out Arizona 12-10. That's an unusual, very unusual score in this league. Cleveland continuing their winning ways, winning against the Baltimore Ravens 38-3. Dallas beating Seattle 39-32. Kansas City beating New England 38-28 thanks to some hijinks on a game that, if you get the chance, just watch the game, you'll understand. But Kansas City rolling in this one to improve to 5-1 on the year as New England drops their third game of the season. And to close out our finals for the first 6 weeks, we've got the Chicago Bears beating the Houston Texans 32-25. Pretty solid group of games so far this year. A couple of them out of hand, a couple of them some wacky stuff happened. Outside of that, for the most part, they've all been really, really good. Competition this year seems to be at an all-time high. A lot of guys looking to compete. As far as what I'm going to do the rest of the year, I think for this year I'll leave it the way it is. So I'll do week 7 through, I want to say, 12. And then that should be 6 weeks there. Yeah, so I'll do those 6 weeks. So I'll do week 7 through 12. Just give a rundown of pretty much what the finals are. I won't get into too much detail again, unless a game permits. I'm hoping we can get a strong hold here on our game of the weeks, as pretty much all of them, outside of maybe one or two so far this year, have been really, really good games. So hopefully we can get those up on YouTube here soon at some point for all you guys to enjoy. So after weeks 7 through 12, I'll get into weeks 13 through 18 to finish out the year, again doing just the finals. Then hopefully plan moving forward for the playoffs is to cover the entirety of the playoffs, as long as they don't just fly by and I have time out of my busy schedule to get everything done. Hopefully have our extended Super Bowl cast where we get to interview both participants as well as the Super Bowl winner. If I have time to run through the entire playoffs, hopefully, possibly even, maybe get a chance to talk to some of the owners of the league, as far as the guys who are playing in the playoff games. I don't know. I mean, I've got some ideas. I really want to get back into the stuff with the playoffs, and I really want to finally have a season where I can go through the entire thing without an issue, and have everything exactly the way I want it. It's so hard to do it when, you know, you're kind of the only person. And then when you get super busy on top of that, with everything else that you have going on, it's just so hard to maintain and manage and keep up. So I'm definitely trying to do my best, guys. Hopefully at some point I can have like some special guest co-host, some guys in the league possibly, to kind of help fill that void a little bit. But yeah, that's pretty much all we have today. That covers you up to date as of last week, as we are currently week 7, almost done with this week. Getting ready to head to week 8. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you, as always, for listening. Apologies for the long wait. Hopefully, it won't continue to be like this. I'm really trying to get this thing fat down so we can do it week to week. And get back to the old schedule and get everything just the way I would like to have it, so it's a little more entertaining and a little more consistent would be a great word to use here. But anyway, guys, until next time, give it about, I don't know, about three weeks or so, and I will try to get this next one cranked out. So with that being said, I am the Commish. This is FNF Zone Coverage, covering the FNFFL. Until next time.